My Name is Monster by Katie Hale. Read for you by Christine Hewitt. When the world is burning, it's easy to forget about ice. Easy for most people, that is. I knew nothing but freeze for over a year. I lived with the ice, on the ice, inside it. Locked on the island as the rest of the world grew desperate with rage and disease. As the missiles fell and cities were blasted by 1,000-degree heat, I struggled to keep warm. Frostbite and a chill so keen it cuts right through the heart. That's the price of survival. Then what? After everyone else was dead, I sat by a window for 3 days watching the glacier creak and break. When I took off my trousers, my skin flaked away and my legs itched. I scratched at the dead skin until I was pink and sore. Then I got dressed again. I thought about the scientists who'd vanished into the crevice 20 years earlier and were never found. How their little bodies would one day tumble out of the glacier's mouth like babies being born, frozen solid and perfectly preserved in their brightly coloured thermals. People used to think that ice is white, but it isn't. There is all kinds of history inside it, waiting to be brought out. The beach tastes of skin and salt. Sand clogs my mouth and grinds against my teeth. When I move my hand, I can feel the grains shifting beneath it. Slowly, I lift my head. I sit up and cough. It starts in my throat, in the sand and spume still rattling in my esophagus. Then it expands, rising and billowing until I'm coughing from my stomach up, till my whole body is racked with it. I cough till I vomit on the sand, again and again and again, till all I can bring up is bile. Wiping my mouth on my sleeve, I take several deep breaths. This is where the sea spat me out. To the right, a broad belt of sand stretches for miles, into the mist and sea spray of the horizon. In front, following the line of the beach, a low cliff is dotted with trees and seagulls. The gulls nestle on ledges and wheel overhead, screeching. Every rock is covered, streaked white and grey. The noise is horrendous. After the deep quiet of Svalbard, it feels like an assault. I had forgotten how noisy life could be. Beyond the diving gulls, where the cliff meets the pregnant grey sky, is a line of coarse bracken and heather. Like the trees, these plants look hardy and gnarled, gripping onto the rock face with old men's fingers. My own hands are red and rough from weeks in the cold, the knuckles inflamed, the fingers sinewy and chapped. When I flex them, I can feel pockets of air clicking between the cartilage. My mother had pianist fingers, elegant and slender, her nails shaped and painstakingly buffed. My hands are better. I look to my left, where a cluster of rocks catches the sea and whirls it around, so the waves come crashing back towards the beach, which is how I ended up here, of all places.